Yeah. So I emptied my pocket. I had a catheter.
Yeah.
Two slices of plastic tomato and a 5p piece that smells like arsehole.
And you did say it smelled like arsehole. The chaos that's been going on in here. Shit fell over. You started kicking it in. Hit your head.
I banged my head.
Oh, just disaster.
Just fucking insane. And you're looking like Sigourney Weaver of Alien 3.
You like it?
No. The, okay. What's that film with Robert Duvall? 1-4-10-2-9-6-7-5-3-6-2-1.
Oh, yeah, that terrible Lucas film.
The George Lucas one.
Terrible.
That is the true Lucas film. People think he's cheery Star Wars. No, he's bald
that's
heads.
And do you know all the co-stars in that had bald heads going around shuffling with him? They were part of this massive cult.
Cult, yeah.
That all shaved their heads, so he just hired them
to
do it.
He hired cults. Perfect.
So weird.
We could do with a cultist. Well, we have formed a cult.
Mm-hmm.
The high priestess of our cult's Chris Shadowins.
He definitely is.
Him and his wife have got right sexual energy.
Oh, that's strong.
Are they married?
Strong.
No, they're sluts, aren't they?
I don't know.
The
does that matter? Yeah, it does. To you,
no,
it does.
So
you're a traditional up north lad.
The happened again.
Oh, what's happened?
I was on the phone to eBay. Remember, I was just saying how eBay customer service has been really good.
Yes.
Not now. Remember, in the past, I told you this fat, slovenly incel was buying loads of stuff, bidding on like 40 things.
And then he returned.
When I was cancelling the things, because he had no intention of paying, he would leave me really bad reviews, references, and he got banned. Mm-hmm. Then he came back again, and then he got banned. But he was saying stuff like, oh, I'll need to send you a money order through your bank. And I'm like, that, what?
Yeah.
How's he able to join eBay without a bank account? Mm-hmm. So he got banned again.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day there was a skull, which actually sat up here, but so I sold it. So I took it down, sold it to this new person.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, this might be boring, but I'm telling it anyway.
Yes, carry on.
Friday, he says, on Thursday he bought it. On Friday, I says, I always say to people, thanks very much. I'll get that sent out to you. I always send things the day after the buy. Mm-hmm. When they pay, I get sent out the day after. And he goes, I'll pay on Saturday.
All right.
This is a new person. So he goes, no problem. Yeah, I can get that sent away to Monday for you. Saturday comes. Oh, I can't pay today. I'll pay on Monday. And I'm like, all right, okay. Monday comes and he's like that. Could we get a better deal on that? Could I get free postage? And I'm like, immediately thought, fuck, it's this cunt again. So I'm like that.
Has it in for you?
Yeah, he's got it in for me. Mm-hmm. He threatened me in the past.
Oh.
Ken, he's made kind of
everyone
threats.
Does.
Yeah. So I goes to him, if you don't pay today, but I kept it all nice.
Okay.
Last night, about 10 o'clock at night, he made 32 bids. He bid on everything. I've got like 225 items on eBay. He bid for like 40 of them.
Yeah.
Things that have got 10 days to go, things that have got 2 hours to go. So I'm on the phone to eBay last night for like an hour and a half.
Oh, God.
And they're like that. No, it's not. Well, no, no. I says, no. I was laying on thick. I says, it's the third time this has happened to me. Why are you letting this man keep coming back on? Because he's not the smartest tool in the box.
Mm-hmm.
He's just rejoining.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
And they says, oh, no, we can get a deal, but we've flagged him. I says, well, what am I going to do with these 42 items he's bid on? Oh, yeah, well, you just have to wait for them to run out. I says, what?
Mm-hmm.
I says, no, I can't do deals on these items. People can't offer me anything.
Because this guy's going to wreck your shop.
He's he's going to wreck my shop. And I says, I don't feel very safe. I says, I think he knows my details. And the woman's like that. It's the first time in my life I've had to say, I really need to speak to a supervisor.
Yeah, talk to someone else.
I need to speak to, oh no, the supervisor's on a call. I says, well,
I
says, I'll wait. I says, I've been here. I says, look, I'm considering just parking an eBay. So I'm genuinely going to get some money out of this. I'm not, third time this has happened to me. But I contacted them today and I says, oh, I can cancel what he owes me money, but I can't cancel the bids.
That's a terrible system.
Because it means if I can cancel the thing, but then I have to relist it.
Yeah.
And that's me lost my benefits.
It's frustrating. It's a terrible system. I have an eBay story.
Right, okay.
And this is happening
this
week.
You that's doing this to me. Ta-da!
It was me.
It was me all the time.
Now, it's very common to find my products for sale on Wish, Temu, all these.
That's where I buy. That's where I buy your
stuff.
And
they take the pictures from my website and they put them all over. And God knows what you're buying, because you can only get. I'm the only person in the world that makes that stuff.
I'm just going to put these tomatoes up here. Right, go on.
So, but I've never seen it on eBay. And we discovered
it's on eBay.
All my stuff on eBay.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what you're buying. So I contacted them, said they're all my photographs. Here's the link to all the photographs. Here's everything. This is my, from my, the only, there's only one place you can buy them. Here it is. Blah, blah, blah. This has all been taken. Could you do something about it? And they went, no, we contacted the person. They said they're, it's their photographs and they're the originator or some whatever term they used of the photographs. So I've been back and forth several times going, absolutely not. This is not on. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm waiting on someone else getting back to me, but they said no.
I can understand you could be malicious.
Yeah.
So I understand they can't immediately take it down because you could be a rival company fucking them. But
well,
a little bit of due diligence, they can find out.
I no, but I give them my tax details, which will lead them to the name of the business. Yeah. I could show them the links to the business, everything.
But they must be, is this person that's selling your stuff got reviews?
Tons of them.
So what are they selling people?
I have no
idea.
So that
must be, that could be fake references and reviews.
Yeah, 100%. Well, the thing is, the main pictures that were taken, they're on every Chinese website. And it said, if there's any, the only one that took it down immediately was Wish. Wish apologised and took it down. And we went back to the shop and the shop was gone.
Right, okay.
And I was really surprised at that. But the other ones basically told us to fuck off. They went, that's nothing to do with you. This is our site. And I got real, it was like someone personal was writing back angry from Shein and these other places. They don't give a fuck. And then, but to have it on eBay in a UK-based shop, I was so angry about it. But they're like, no, we're not
brutal.
Taking it down.
Chinese business practice is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Like that Temu shit, it's just garbage.
It's
why would you buy shite off that?
Well, they're just collecting information.
It's people. I feel sorry for the folk working in these bloody soulless factories.
Mm-hmm.
But China, I'm always seeing it. They speak about white monkeys, and it's people that just the latest one's a laser thing for cutting down trees.
Oh, right.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Or the farmer. Have you seen the one, the robot farmer picking rice?
Really? Oh, that sounds wonderful.
But it's just CGI. It's a CGI. Like it's like an app filter you can make yourself a robot. And there's folk going, China's 1,000 years ahead of us. We're China's not 1,000 years ahead of us. It's all garbage.
It's junk.
It's all junk.
I was there's a big thing on Etsy at the moment with AI.
Yeah.
Now there's two sides to that. Some people are selling prompts and you're like, well,
that's madness.
That's madness. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not fool. It's
because you're not fooling anyone.
You know what it is.
You're selling AI art in packages and backgrounds.
It's no different.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's like you're buying a piece of creative writing.
Yes.
It's like you're buying a poem.
Same thing.
It's exactly the same.
And I've seen sites that
say... Has anybody ever put a classic poem into AI and see where the picture comes out?
Oh, I don't know.
Again, if you put some of the wartime, First World War, Wilfred Owen or something.
Yeah.
Dulcet Decorum Est.
Probably.
That'd be interesting.
But there's things that I don't bother with, like 1,000 AI
wallpapers. Yeah, no,
it's fine. And it says it's AI.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to spend £2 on
you don't need to join anything and learn how
to do it. That's fine. But the big thing that's happening is there's products being sold that don't exist.
Yeah, okay.
And you're getting empty boxes and all the usual. And it's making Etsy look really bad and they need to clamp down on
Etsy it. Etsy had a twee kind of homespun thing going.
Yeah.
And they're not now.
Well, the thing is, at one point, they allowed drop shipping.
Oh, drop shipping.
And now they've banned it outright.
Right, so good.
Because they went, oh, fuck, we really fucked up.
Well, that's all the advertising on Twitter is essentially drop shipping now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just shite.
Just
that
rubbish.
And Glasgow roller fucking place.
Yeah.
I'm still getting those fucking emails. I'm no joking, it's weaponized me. I might go around and detonate myself. Just go into the ice and just blow myself up.
No,
nobody's gonna be there, but just melt that ice.
But there's this...
Rub my shitey arsehole on the ice.
Hustle culture.
Yeah.
And it's all like, here's how you get money. And then people are online teaching young people, here's a good way to make money.
It's
and awful. They're all completely immoral. They're all...
Terrible.
On the verge of legality.
And it's all that... It's influencers are all doing it. It's crypto.
And it's all good.
It's not.
It's not
terrible.
Good. It's terrible.
It's fucking terrible.
It's not the way to teach business. It's not the way to run a business.
No. But it'll run it all into the ground.
There's one place. I can't say what they make or anything.
This might save the high street. So the internet becomes so toxic for buying crap, you end up wanting to go back to a bricks and mortar shop and see the thing.
Well, Etsy have done something. It's a very simple thing.
Yeah.
And they should have done it years ago. You know these companies that you have to put a picture ID in and they can see you're a real person.
When you sign into dirty sites.
But even more than that.
Oh, more than that.
Okay. Do they really check who you are?
They've banned Pornhub in Tennessee or something. Texas.
Oh, right.
They've banned it.
That'll save them.
Yeah.
So
that was filthy stuff, those Bible Belt people watch.
Always. They're the worst.
They're the worst, yeah.
So you have to do that, and you have to pay $15 if you're a new... It's halted people.
Yeah.
Because one, you can't get... How many times have you bought something off of eBay and it's a UK site and it comes in from China?
Yeah.
This stops it. It has to be UK.
They've always got the Union Jack.
Yeah.
And you're like, that fucking hell. That's why it comes from China so quick a lot of the time.
It comes a lot quicker from China some of the times.
Wild. But I've got stuff coming from China just now.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. It just infuriates me.
And it must be terrible for legitimate Chinese businesses that are trying to survive.
A guy at my work has a multi-tool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a Chinese-made thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the biggest pile of crap I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's vaguely like a Leatherman, but everything's loose. It's crap. It's just crap.
You will get utter shit. But then this is the country that builds iPhones and the technology's there, the skills are there. To a degree, I know what you're going to say. But the manufacturing is there.
They can put stuff together, but they can't build the components.
Yes.
It's like famously, who's the biggest producer of ballpoint pens in the world?
You're going to say something like Fife. No, I imagine they'd put the effort in.
They've got big fat thumbs.
They can't write.
The Chinese were the biggest producer of ballpoint pens in the world. Mm-hmm. They can't make the ball for the ballpoint pen. That's an engineering that's made in Germany. The ballpoint, the little...
But this is the thing, though, with like the world we're in now. It's international and things are all over the place.
But there's certain things. It's like Taiwan. What's the thing they make, the component? Not the superconductors,
I don't know.
There's a component part for all your phones.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so many nerdy people, they'll know this. America make it. Taiwan's the biggest producer of it. It's basically a silicone chip thing. There's an element. Okay. The Chinese cannot make it.
Right.
They're incapable of making it. Have you seen their buildings? Tofu dreg, terrible. Corruption's too bad. Taiwan. We'll go to war over these components because they're essential.
Yeah.
And the Chinese want Taiwan. They're not interested in the Taiwanese people or the land, but they just want the factories.
You could understand how that all happens.
But we're all spying on each other. The French are over here. Again, Frenchmen. You know what I love about spying?
There's a lot of people I know that sit in their house reading conspiracy things and they're convinced they're being watched.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about them.
Your sad little life.
Nobody cares.
You know my feelings on the royal family. I despise the royal family. They should not exist. All of them. But the stuff about Kate Middleton being dead is just absolutely hilarious.
I think it's funny as fuck.
But as we've spoke about before, 20 years ago I would have had a right chuckle about it. But now I'm terrified somebody's going to go shooting people up over it.
There's
people who are weaponized. They think she's been kidnapped. They think there's clones. I was reading an article the other day.
That's funny. But if someone believes it, you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Stop.
But
I saw a weekend at Bernie's poster with her kids and her in the middle.
That's funny. But there's people who, they're deadly serious. They think it's a satanic cabal.
And then on the other side, where people go, how dare you speak about this person like that?
Yeah.
You're not doing anything. It's a silly meme. It's a silly joke. It's even less than silly.
It's the Satanism. It's the religious element. Mm. I always thought as a young person when I left Sunday school because it was a pile of shit.
Yes.
I knew as a child, this is nonsense.
So did I.
Santa Claus is not real, nor is this. It's just nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous nonsense. So I packed it in.
I didn't think that at that age.
I thought it was dangerous nonsense.
I thought, and this is the term, it was made up.
Yeah.
I went, this is made up. Why are you telling me this?
No, but some of them are so fervent about it. I could see that fervor in their eyes even as a child. There was something off about this. But that's, these people who were the fire and brimstone fuckers, the true believers, they're not maybe organised religion anymore, but the conspiracy thing is their religion.
Yes,
and they see Satan. Yeah. They're more, the Church of Scotland, whatever you say about it, it's fairly beige stuff.
It's pretty dull.
It's pretty dull.
Yeah.
Church of England's the same. Very dull. Very Sunday afternoon fucking cup of tea kind of stuff. But these fuckers, Satan's back in a big way with these people. It's Satanist, but they're saying that this, I read one article, a guy says, man can't fly. Planes are impossible. It's a projection by Satan. And you think, well, that's harmless. Not a mirage.
Yeah.
Not a hallucination. A technical projection. So Satan is in the algorithm. And that's got a lot of danger for the future.
It's like...
They get blow up. It's like, you know, it's like people knocking down 5G masts. They think it's Satan.
That's so ridiculous.
Things are going to get bad. Things could potentially, these people, imagine.
It's like the...
They're cutting down fucking the new LED lights on the lampposts. Folk have been sawing them down because they give you turbo cancer. Have you read about this?
Turbo cancer?
Have you not heard the theory about turbo cancer?
No, but it sounds good.
If you've got a vaccination, your blood is thicker. And I read an article, the woman said, she's a nurse, they always say I'm a nurse, she tries to draw blood from someone who's been vaccinated, the blood can't be drawn, it's too thick. And not only that, if you're vaccinated, you give off turbo cancer. You give all your friends and family turbo cancer.
I've not been reading a lot of conspiracy theories, this is
but
new.
But it's fucking terrifying.
I'm not a man of violence, but you know... Someone just needs a slap of the head.
But that's the thing
it.
As well.
What's wrong with you?
The world's become such a way. Their madness is so acute. I am wanting to react with violence. And they want to react in violence. And things are
See, it happened to me there.
You get angry. You were getting angry there. That's what the internet is doing to people.
Oh, God.
There's no middle ground anymore.
It happened to me. I was watching a video and it was flat earthers. And flat earthers... Some of them are quite damaged and you don't want
but
to attack
them. But their attitude is, their face is so smug.
But there was one guy.
The main British guy.
I don't know. Black guy.
No.
Got on a plane.
Yeah, with the guy.
With a level.
Yeah.
And went, look.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe.
No.
I couldn't. I thought this is a joke. So then thick. I realised he's like, I've proved that I'm all in. He's spending money. And I was like, I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
He was so thick.
It's so weird. What is it somebody said in the culture wars?
Yeah.
They didn't expect liberals to win football and tits. Yeah. And the thing is, this is a weird thing. Because
this is a good point.
The crackpots, the kind of MAGA lot, the mm-hmm. right wing, the kind mm-hmm. of anti-progress people.
Space lasers.
Football they don't like because football's woke now. Because football players are woke. And Sydney Sweeney, who's a good-looking lassie with a nice pair of tits.
Lazy eyes.
I like a lazy eye.
You like a lazy eye?
I don't expect women to do any cooking about this.
Oh, good for you. A lazy eye.
Yeah, she looks bored. That's good. I'm boring. It's fine.
But you know what it is?
But they don't... There's these folk going, she's not... Her tits aren't that big. Yeah, like, they clearly are.
Well, they are big
tits. What do these people like? What does incel like? It's joyless.
I think...
They don't like pop music. They don't like films.
A girl comes along
like
who's voluptuous and beautiful and they go, not enough.
Not enough for me.
What the fuck?
I had the misfortune of going to art school with a guy whose standards were far beyond his
I know a gentleman like that. Who
and
wrote a list.
He'll die alone.
Yeah.
Because his standard is, he thinks Sydney Sweeney would have sex with him and nothing else will do. And life's passing them by. But he's a fucking sad-looking, smelly bastard.
Well, I know someone like that who had a list.
There's women for everyone.
My age.
Ah, okay.
Says 22 to 26.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
All he would consider. And I wanted to say to him...
How successful is
he? Dude, I'm going to buy you a mirror.
Yeah.
And you're going to look at it just for a minute and think.
Can how women, as a part of the course, and I don't think it's necessarily fair, when they leave the house, they have to put makeup on. They have to present themselves well.
Okay.
There's pressure.
Yeah,
a lot of men's like that. If they actually clean their arsehole once a week, that's effort.
I think it is.
And they go into the world.
I think that's a lot of effort.
But women are very forgiving. Women are like estate agents, realtors, folk. They'll buy a doer up our house. And it's all a bit shonky. but they'll paint it and they'll fix it up. Mm-hmm. Women have that attitude towards men. They think, God,
and thank God.
Yeah, thank
I've
God.
I've been in a relationship for 19 years because
she's
my partner's
no
right.
She's no fixed you in the slightest.
There's no way that she's correct in the head to stay with me that long.
But men think they're going to get it. Like, you know what it is? I've figured out.
Oh, no.
It's because men, they think women are like a collectible. And they want to buy them from the shop in the plastic case and snip off the wee bits, and that's their room, and they've got them. They don't want them to be played with.
Oh. They've no, I like one that's found, like, outside.
Uh-huh.
Like an old dog toy.
Uh-huh.
Is like, that the way I should like describe women?
Like a couple of pieces of tomato I found in the street.
Like a couple of pieces of plastic tomato you found. That's the way I look at women and think of them. It's ridiculous, it's just, man. It's ridiculous. And everyone's getting a bit...
Everyone's getting annoyed. The internet makes people annoyed. It overheats.
Do you know what I've done? I upset someone.
Did you?
Because they asked me a question. Can't say who. But they asked me
a
question.
Was that a good question?
It was a question that was politically...
Loaded.
Exactly. And I went, oh God, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
It's okay.
Did you just fucking put your face into that curtain?
I sneezed in it. Well, I didn't know what I
Jesus
put spark. It's a small space.
So
I've wiped my backside on this.
I know you have. I've seen the marks.
But the other side, I've got...
Please don't. Please don't. I'm
you
very
should
delicate.
See what's behind this
I'm
curtain.
Delicate.
Do you want to see
don't,
it?
No, I'm delicate. Please don't.
Big smears. It's like Bobby Santos.
Oh, God. Like a BMX track. So I was asked this question and I went, oh, God, I'd have to think about that over a bit of time. Oh. And this person went, excuse me? You need to think about that. That tells me everything I need to know.
Oh.
And I went, yeah, that I'm being considerate and I will put thought into it. And they went, no, someone who is right would know right away. And I went, oh,
no,
hold on.
No.
Hold on. I need to think.
There's no time to consider anything anymore.
I disagreed with her. I'm not her, this person.
There's no time to consider
and that anything. And that meant I didn't disagree. I just went, I don't know. Yeah. That meant I was wrong.
Jeez.
You're like,
to be
fuck.
Fair, you often are wrong.
It doesn't matter that I'm always wrong. I admit that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I put thought into being wrong.
Yeah, have you seen
and
this?
The putting thought into it's important.
Seen the state of the corridor on this floor? See how messy it's getting?
I saw that.
I was in here the other day. I thought, see, if you moved up here, there's a smell of patchouli. Somebody had like patchouli joss sticks going.
What?
Like, why are you burning patchouli up here?
Do you know why I have so much patchouli?
I think it's to conceal the smell of that dog's arse.
I think it is.
You'd need all the patchouli.
I have so much patchouli, but I don't have any more. It was actually thrown out yesterday. I put it all away.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, well, here's what happened. There's two things that happened in my floor.
It smells like Jimi Hendrix, Jock.
When
strap.
You put your shutter down, grrring, when you hear someone else's, it's always louder than when you're doing it yourself.
Yeah. It's and like your voice in your own head.
Right. And everyone said to me, oh, that's really loud. So for 8 years, I've been slamming as hard as I can to the ground.
That's maybe what's wrecked your body.
I got a gift moving in, a wee welcome gift from one of the neighbours of some patchouli joss sticks.
Oh.
And I went, oh, thank you. And I burnt them while I was painting the place and doing it up. And I had three people going, what's that smell? Is something burning in here?
Oh.
So for 8 years, I've been buying patchouli and burning them every day to annoy the fuck out of them.
I know who that's been.
8 years.
That's the kind of thing I would do.
8 years I've been at it, and I still, when I go home today, I'll go, one, two, three, ring, bang, with the door, just to annoy everyone.
You should put some bells on it, just to get even more.
In my garden at home, 9 trees, I can't remember how many.
You're cutting those down.
They're all gone, but one's left.
Uh-huh.
Why is one left? Because I went up, I had all my climbing gear hooked to the top, and you just cut down in sections safely. Got to the top, and someone said, I'm glad you're cutting that down. I went, what? Went, that's disgusting. I'm glad you're cutting it down. I went, yeah, I'm doing it just now. Yeah, well, it's about bloody time. I went, well, I'm doing it. Yeah, well, I'm glad you're doing it because it's disgusting. I hate all that shit. I went, right.
He hates trees.
I said, I will cut this down, but in 10 years, you prick. And I just got down. And 10 years later is now.
Okay. They may be dead.
But I'm moving out, so I'm not bothering.
Okay, just leave it. Somebody
and I was like I went, I was a way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm up a fucking, I've got a chainsaw. Yeah. I'm about to put it on. I'm like, what? Sorry, excuse me. I went, fuck you, cunt. 10 years
The thing that annoys me the most, we spoke about before, is people who think you're their employee.
Yes.
And they behave as such with you.
Yes.
And they'll comment.
Yeah.
It's like I'm dealing with a lot of people. It comes staggering at this building. Kind of like they've come out of a cave.
Yeah.
blinding and blinking into the light. And they just start demanding help.
Yes. I get that all the time here in the lift.
I'm going to become less helpful from now on.
I am. Well, you may have heard it. I don't know who it was, but a guy came in the lift about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And he stood with me and he went like that. I can't get up to floor four, whatever. And I went, all right. And he goes, so could you put this code in, whatever's required? Could you just put it in so I could get there? And I went, no. He went, and why not? Could you give me a reason why not? I says, because I don't fucking know you. And that's called the security panel.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can just fuck off. And he went, I have never, and he was way start. And I went like that. Well, I told you what I did. I went like that. Cunt! Yeah. And I lifted my hand like that and he ducked. Because he was shaking his, he'd done the worst thing. He shook his head at me.
Oh.
I went, out.
Oh.
So he got out the lift. I went, no, you misunderstand me. Out. So I put him out the building and went back in. And I don't know who it was. He probably owns the place. And I just, he got me on a bad
there's
day.
There's a lot. Years ago, I was walking along a corridor and I heard noise and there was a family in the kitchen eating food. And none of them were tenants here.
What?
Somebody in this floor was trying to fuck the woman. And she'd given them the code years ago. And I says, but not a lot of people in here would just let it slide. I goes, what are you lot doing here? I knew them. I says, what are you lot doing here? Oh, we've got a studio here. I says, no, you fucking don't. Out. Oh, I've got a studio here. No, my boyfriend's got a studio here. I says, I know your boyfriend. He's a junky cunt. If he tried to get a studio here, I'd have him evicted. Out.
Oh,
but they
yeah.
thought they were just going to come in. But raid in the fridge to eat people's food.
Amazing.
But a lot of people lets it slide. Is I suppose at the work at the moment, there's just like so many annoying kids. Like the other day, there was kids came in with juice, milkshakes, and they had to leave them at the front door. And I thought, oh, they got in the water. And I said, I'm not done with them. And I followed them. Yeah. And they just went to their bags and took out McDonald's chips and were eating them. And I says, guys, you'll have to leave. And they were outraged.
Yeah.
Okay, outraged. But I was speaking yesterday. I've been quite positive about young people. And I don't like the way they don't wear socks. But there was a group of them in yesterday. And they all went for shits just at the very end of the day. Two minutes to go. And they were, I says, it's us closed. You have to leave. Oh, we're waiting for a friend in the toilet. It says, building shut. You'll have to wait outside. And just their attitude. And I knew there and then, none of those little cunts. And there were people in their 20s. None of them have ever had a job. None of those little cunts have ever worked.
I think
if you've ever worked with the public, you respect people's end of the day finish. It's like you never hang about in pubs.
Uh-huh.
You're never ordering fucking last orders and you nurse your pint. They're wanting to get
me
home.
Me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We went to see, I can't remember, it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's, I can't remember. But it was the first Star Wars Force Awakens.
Yeah.
We went to see that. And we realised, oh, we're the only ones here. So we watched it, went, oh, that was fun. And we'll walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And all the staff were just looking at us.
Oh,
we were the only ones in the cinema. Yeah. Last showing. Felt terrible.
But would they switch it off early?
No.
If there'd be nobody in it? They have to show it.
They have to show it.
Yeah, but that's that's fine.
I felt terrible.
No, but no, you've not done anything wrong. You don't do anything wrong. But people want to get home. But I wonder, is the world now, the young folk, do they have Saturday jobs? Do they have after work jobs?
Oh, of course they do. There's got to be that. It's existing.
Is there a level of folk that are just fucking unpaid internships? So they never really work?
I don't think that's legal. Well, it happens.
No, but I mean middle class internships.
Yeah.
How you have to do an internship for 4 years in London.
Yeah, it's but just I don't know how legal they are.
Well, they keep working class people away from everything.
Yeah, I don't know how. Yeah, because you've got to have money to do it.
Yeah.
But
that's why the law is set up in the way it is. Very expensive to do law. They're just not one working class.
I think. What happened here, occasionally, maybe once a year, I'll get someone contacting me going, are you needing an intern? And I'm like, no, I can't pay anyone at the moment.
No.
They're like, oh, no, I'll do it for nothing. I went, no, you don't, no.
No, it's, yeah.
You don't get that.
Yeah.
You don't, and if someone's willing to do it for nothing, there's people here that take advantage of that. And I think that's incredibly wrong. You pay them.
Run businesses off the back of.
I know. And.
My granddad always says, never volunteer for anything.
No.
Just don't volunteer.
Just don't do it.
Don't volunteer, people. Every job is worth you a bit of money.
I done the worst thing you could do at a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing my own job. Someone left.
Uh-huh.
And to get my job done, I started doing their job. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not taking anyone else on if you're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was... Ugh.
It's like I don't like overtime. Overtime, you could have somebody in that job.
That's
you could have
right,
somebody being employed.
That's right.
It's yeah. Oh, well.
It's the overtime, the last job I had where there was overtime, and you got to work every second Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was time and a half. But mm-hmm. if you had to go to the doctors, mm-hmm. you had to go to the dentist, yeah. you lost one day's wage.
Oh, jeez.
And 4 weeks overtime. If I went to the dentist for a checkup.
That's very illegal.
Incredibly illegal.
Yeah.
Incredibly illegal.
That's how bad it was. Exploitative shit.
In my last 6 months, I was paid so little because they had to cut the wages.
Have you seen the latest when people are saying, working hard, because people who work hard, all you get is more work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
You could be as lazy as fuck and you get paid the same as the person knocking their pan in, really.
That's exactly right.
But I've noticed that, like, there's exactly a lot of boomers have been on saying, just have to work harder. It's cut back on your coffee. Do this, do that.
Yeah,
this is
having this every day and I can get on the property ladder.
This is a generation that got their council house for £2,000.
That's right. And everyone I know got their council house for a couple of grand.
They're all going on about bloody national service. None of the boomers have done national service.
My dad done national service and he said it should never, ever come back.
There was folk in Korea, was there not, with national service?
Yeah, but he was he was a proud soldier. He was happy he'd done it.
No.
But he said it should be a choice.
Can you imagine, what's that bloody training place in Scotland where there's been all the suicides?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's awful.
It's the actual, the place is called Death Kill or something.
Folk are like shooting themselves with their rifles. They're out on night patrol and they keep shooting themselves.
Well, there's a lot of them have shot themselves like 13 times in the back.
Yeah.
Terrible suicide.
Are you wanting to put young people into the hands of the army to get some fucking incompetent sergeant shouting at people? I walk past the army training place quite a lot and just that FUD there. And I think that's terrible. If you've soldiered and you've had a really bad time, why the fuck are you wanting young people in Dundee to go through the same thing?
Oh,
so that means you've probably had a pretty easy time of it.
But the favourite thing I see at the moment is the snowflake generation. They say it about every generation.
Yeah.
And you say...
It's been going on since... Do you know why national parks were built in America? Yellowstone and all that.
Why?
They thought that men were getting feminised. So they built national parks because they had this weird fantasy of men chopping wood. Lumberjack is the gayest profession known to man.
Well, it was for me.
Yeah.
Jesus. But I see it every
time. No, we're always doubting men.
Here's the thing with this generation coming up below us now, and we see it. I hear so much about them. They're not causing trouble in my street.
No.
They're not the drunks that are falling about.
They're mildly
locking.
Annoying at best.
They're not the junkies.
No, they're not drinking.
They're not It's like, they're not doing anything. They get such a hard time.
There's a big problem, they say, with drugs, but the drug generation will all die off in a generation.
I don't think the younger generation's coming up doing it. Not at all.
So.
I think
Coke,
it'll go.
My hometown is linked to the Scouse Run.
Right.
And a friend of my dad says he was in one of the local boozers, and he went for a pish, and there's two men snorting Coke off the toilet cistern.
Oh, God almighty.
Can you imagine the shit they're getting? Can you imagine?
Oh, it'd just be so bad.
So there's a lot of worky guys, a lot of plumbers and stuff are taking coke.
I think that's going to
phase.
It's just going to phase out. I cannot blame young people.
No,
I don't see it.
And to say, oh, young people are so snowflakey, well, some of the looks some young people go about with.
Wonderful.
It's very ballsy.
You know, brave.
It's a brave look.
I see lots of young men going around here wearing dresses, and I see a lot of the girls done up like NPC characters, and that's just what's been young is. I'm glad to see that.
The goth look back in the day was extreme.
Yeah, and I have
punk.
No interest
punk.
In...
You, every little town, my hometown had got a guy with like a Mohican,
wonderful.
A huge Mohican.
But when you're young, that's when you're meant to create an experiment. And for quite a while, there seemed to be a dullness to it. Nothing was happening. It seems to be coming back. People are being creative again, and that's good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that some people go, man in a dress,
imagine,
and get upset. Good.
Imagine seeing it and thinking a dose
cares?
Of the army would sort you out.
I can assure you, from people I know, being in the army didn't prevent them wearing dresses. That's all I'm saying. I And that's from someone I know very well.
I don't,
it didn't stop them.
I've watched documentaries about army bases and the stuff, there's abuse that goes on, and it's just weird, man.
You know,
weird. It was not for me. I never fancied the army. I don't like being told what to do. Some people like that. I think they're like a dog. Mm-hmm. You know, a dog needs structure and it's happy.
Yeah.
I think people like to be shouted at. Takes all the noise out of your head. If ever in
it
your
would
life.
Be nice to be clear like that. Just someone tells you what to do and you don't need to think.
Just give your bed right. You have to polish your shoes.
Break from your own thoughts.
I think it must get rid of the white noise for a lot of people.
Well, the noise keeps me awake at 4 a.m. Yeah. It causes most of my
That's
anxiety.
That's the liquidy farting you're doing.
That does play a
the
role.
Moistness.
That does play a
filling
role.
Filling your bed with your
I woke up wet last evening. Night. Did it was warm. It was warm.
Yeah.
I was sweating
It was
last
warm,
night.
Yeah. I walked home yesterday and I had quite a sweat on.
Yeah, I was, oh God, I woke up. I think I had nightmares because I woke up with a start. I can't remember. But
if you thought that this could be the nightmare and you're sleeping moments.
Oh no, now listen, I've thought this many times. And there was one time about, just before Christmas, I was sitting
if
here waiting on
Matrix,
you.
If this was Matrix, it would be better done.
On the no, this is oh no, oh, hold on,
because they make it imperfect, so you
exactly.
believe
exactly. So this is convincing. I was sitting here, and it just jumped in my head. Wait, this might not be real.
No,
and I don't know why it jumped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I that was the night. Well, I fell off the bike the night before.
I'll do
so
it.
So I think I was still rattled.
That'll do it.
And I thought none of this is real, and it was stayed for about a week. I wasn't too sure if things were real or not. So it's possible.
Aye, I had a funny dream.
I was going to bring a level in to make sure things were good.
I had a dream about mortality the other day.
Oh, you're getting to that age.
Yeah, because there's a guy, Peter Santinelli.
Yes.
And he's worth a watch. He's like YouTube guy.
Wonderful.
But he goes to Amish.
I'm a bit behind, so I've got about seven
well,
to
he's
watch.
The one thing I don't like, he's got this guy, Titus, who's a fucking weird extreme. Don't like that guy.
I saw him visiting him in winter.
No,
I've
don't,
got to watch
don't like
that.
Him.
Is it?
Don't like that guy.
He seems weird.
He's very weird.
He's always looking for a wife, but I think the wife's going to be murdered.
Yeah, murdered. Yeah. He's too smiley. But he's with the Cajun people just now, and it's wonderful. They're eating Cajun food. But he just meets this guy, and he's just such a joyous, happy guy. But he's like that, fuck. Ken. He's 75, and he says he just can't believe it. And he says, once you get to 50...
Yeah.
That 50 to 75 is the quickest period of your life.
Yes. This is what I hear.
Yeah.
This is what I hear. And this is why I'm trying to do shit now. I want to make the most...
You know what you're wanting?
What?
You're wanting a strong finish. A lot of people, the peak, guys I was at school with, start off, they're in the football team, they're doing really well.
Nothing.
Sharp, good finish.
I just went surfing.
Good start, momentum builds up, bup, bup, bup. Peters out, and then they just coast down for the rest of their life. You've had a torrid life, and then just at the end, you win a wee tickle
finish.
On the balls. This is what this is.
I just...
Yeah.
You know what it is? There is something in my
head. I don't think I'll ever retire. I think retiring sounds
I'll
awful
never
to
retire.
Me.
I want to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Why would you want to retire?
I enjoy. I'm very, very, very
as long as you're physically able, you have to do stuff. You
oh
have
God,
to do.
Yeah. Physically able.
I walked to the shop with you the other day. I was close to just turning around and killing you.
I'm going to get this sorted,
I
though.
I thought, I'll just
this
snap
limp,
his neck that, and leave him in the
my
gutter.
My neck. They're going to get it sorted.
I'm just picturing you lying in the gutter and then the wee street cleaner coming along and just, boop, just can its wee
Someone
brushes.
On my floor the other day went, oh my God, you're getting worse. You look like a right invalid. Well, good morning to you too.
Good morning. You get that smell of death about you.
It's like Jesus.
Oh, jeez. If you were a greyhound, you wouldn't have made out the car.
No, I wouldn't have got there. But here's why I'm doing things now, and it's in the back of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
My dad got ill at 55.
Oh Jesus Christ!
And died at 58.
That was asbestosis, though,
yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah, you've not been near asbestos.
You ingest it, and it gets stuck in you, like it hooks into your bowel, and you get bowel cancer from it.
Have you seen kids playing in sandpits made of asbestos?
Yes.
The town in Australia where they all just died of asbestos, bleeding out their ears.
Shocking. But that's at the back of my mind. Quite irrationally, I've got this sort of timer on me.
Yeah, 55 is no age.
Do you know what I mean, though? Because he was ancient. when I was 22, and he was, I'm looking after him,
that's
and he's ancient.
Very, very young man.
But no.
If somebody, if somebody, it shows you how things have changed. If somebody dies at 60, you're like, that's too young.
Young.
But if you go, if I walked up around my old graveyard in my hometown, 63 seems to be the top end.
Yeah.
Nobody's going past that.
No, it's very different.
And my mum and dad are in their 70s. You should see the two of them. Just go
my
about.
Mum's
my dad's got his man shed. My mum bakes cakes. They go out. I got mum and dad every year. I get them a nice meal. Mm-hmm. It is on deal meal for their in his birthday on Saturday. They're away to go for 2 o'clock. They'll get the bus in. They'll go for a drink. Lovely.
I just checked the date. Next week. My mum is 83.
Jesus.
She's 4 months into her new job.
Sex work at such a stage.
Everyone's got to earn fiver. But
know.
She...
old, I've said this before, the old people need old prozies. An 80-year-old man's not going to be able to top with an 18-year-old. He needs a... You know what I mean?
Dude, you're talking about my mum.
No, it's
just in general.
I thought she dressed quite, you know?
Yeah, that was just for you.
That was for me, yeah.
But honestly, if she has nothing to do during the day, it's like she's going to kill someone. She's so bored.
But that'll keep her.
She's doing something every
that's
day.
That's interests.
She's volunteering. Yeah, she's constantly out. It's a big thing.
I am led to believe
keep going.
The brain, as long as you've not got a neurological problem, hits you, some thing. The brain's the one that doesn't deteriorate. If you keep it exercise, it's fine. It's not like your muscles. It doesn't matter how hard you work, you get a deteriorate. Muscle mass is going to go. But the brain can keep sharp as long as it's interested.
As long as it's interested.
Yeah.
You've got to still have curiosity.
You have to do something. Yeah,
that's the thing
I'm trying to fight, because it's very easy to calcify and just think, oh, the world has to stay the same. I like the way it is.
The good
thing about me, all my way through my life, I've always thought the world's shit. So I can't
I've been the opposite to you.
I can't suffer from nostalgia.
I thought it was... No, I don't have nostalgia, and I've always thought things are great. And in the sense that we just talked about young people.
No, but I don't think it's
easy
going
to
downhill.
Attack young people.
I do see an improvement, but it's still shit.
I understand what you're saying, because you're cynical and an awful person.
Yeah.
But have things improved? You think about when we were young in the 80s, opportunities, capability, things you could do compared to what you can do now. And it's only going to get better. It's wonderful. People they're having a great time. And I just hate young people are snowflakes. Things aren't going right for us old folks. So we blame young people.
Attitude I despise is
disgusting.
The notion. I had it tough when I was young. They should have it tough too.
Mm-mm.
You want the next generation to have it easier.
How many times did I tell you I had to cycle to college every day, a 51-mile round trip? That's not bravery. I had no money. I don't want that for anybody.
There was a podcast I was listening to the other day, and the guy had interviewed Gore Vidal, and he'd said to Gore Vidal...
Oh, problematic.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, God.
Charismatic. Clever bastard. But he said, Gore Vidal, when would you like to live? If you could live in any time period, when would you want to live? He said, now. Now. He says, it's anesthetic.
Yeah.
He says, now. You could, if you were the wealthiest man in the world in 1900, if you were getting your gallbladder out, you know what I mean? It's awful.
Yeah.
You still had bed bugs. There were still horrible things.
It's true.
Nowadays, people don't realise the standard of living just creeps. And I know people are struggling. I know there's financial problems. But the stuff I've got in my house, if you'd said to me when I was 10, this is what's going to be in your house, the telly you've got.
Yeah.
Your Alexa. It's wild.
I totally agree. And things
it's
are
wild.
Great now. And they will get better. Things will develop. And we'll see it in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
Where we're.
Yeah.
And you kind of forget that AI as we see it now didn't exist a year and a half ago.
No, but little things like the boiler I've got in the house works so much better. It's more efficient. I've got a Nest system. I can put my heating on sitting here. It's just incredible.
Our friend who recently had major surgery, they went in for surgery a few years ago, woke up feeling sick and ill. But things have changed so much.
Yeah.
Just close their eyes and open them again. Yeah. You're like, you want something each when I'm starving.
The stuff you don't know. The stuff you're not noticing they're doing. Yeah.
Amazing things all the time. And I refuse to blame young people.
No, I refuse to do it. Yeah.
It's too easy to go, oh, they're just lazy. Yeah, you're 18. You're meant to sleep all the time and not know what you're doing.
All the time. Exactly.
And when you're awake, you're wanking, then you sleep again.
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah, you run about like a maddie when you're awake, and then you're like a dog.
They always say this, like, you know, people go, oh, I wish I could go back.
Do you remember the law? The older I get, I need less sleep. I'm getting up at like 5, 6 o'clock.
I never
I'm going
sleep.
To bed at 12.
This is
half
a huge
12.
Issue with me.
No, but I'm perfectly rested.
I'm not.
I'm perfectly rested, but I'm like, fucking hell.
I've actually been saying...
I've found myself...
What?
I do what my dad does.
Oh, no.
Well, he was a night shift guy, but he would always... your body rhythms at 3, they start to go down.
Okay.
He used to have a wee 40 winks, and just in the chair...
Oh, I can do that anyway.
I'm starting to have a wee 40 winks in front. At about 7 o'clock at night, I give the cat his thyroid medicine, and then I just have a wee... And I'm just, and it's a deep sleep, and I wake up. Oh,
I'm siesta time.
Wonderful.
I'm about, if I can get to 3 in the afternoon or 4, aye. I can just do this, sitting like this, I could be out for 3 or 4 minutes.
Lovely.
You wake up and you're ready to go.
It's like a swift. Can they fly in the wings?
I'm out, but I can still hear things.
Like whales.
Yeah, I can still hear things.
Wonderful.
So it's good. So people don't blame.
No, it's no. Yeah,
younger
you're,
generation. They don't have any power to do anything. Nonsense. It's us. We're to blame.
I missed. To a degree, there's not that maybe the links of cultures, maybe a wee bit. It's more the individual. So everybody, maybe things are a bit fast. There's a turnover. People all like fucking Cornish shanty songs for a week and then you never hear them again.
But that's always
turnover,
been that way.
I think stuff stuck a wee bit longer because maybe a trend would start in London.
Yeah.
And by the time it made it up to the northeast of Scotland,
it was years later.
Yeah. And then the new trend had started in London and
I just think
stuff's like that.
I think this is all very
natural. But I think it's good for society because you get youth movements that are the whole world.
Yeah. And you get youth movements that are incredibly small.
Yeah.
And short lived. Bing.
And as much as people hate hipsters, hipsters' food's fucking good. The way hipsters eat, it's informal. It's a basket of chips. It's some really good burgers.
But
it's like,
hold on. When I first met you, you had big sideburns. You're a hipster. Everyone called you a hipster.
Yeah, no.
You had a bonnet on and you had big sideburns. Yeah. And I went, look at that fucking hipster.
Yeah, that was an accidental hipsterism. Because I don't follow trends.
I've never been a part of any particular trend.
You know, people, there's like a musical thing and they're like, okay, I remember that. It's... doing this and that music. No, I don't have those links.
Yeah.
Because I was just doing my own stupid thing.
Obviously, I was a surfer, but all my friends dressed like they were surfers. I never did. There was a sort of uniform went with it.
I saw a thing.
And I never did. And
you know Vicky McClure?
No.
Actress. She was in that police thing with the paddy guy.
No.
Kind of the thing that was really... The cops. With the...
The police thing with the cop cops.
Jesus the cop
Christ.
Cops. The police.
What?
The police. Cop police.
Repeating words doesn't get me closer to what it is.
Ken Martin Compton.
Oh my God.
The wee Scottish guy.
You're going to kill me.
Martin Compton, the wee Scottish guy. No. Vicky McClure and that wonderful that Irish actor that's
How
the
about
bro.
We just pretend to know who she is?
Right. Vicky McClure's wonderful and I really like her.
Okay.
And she's done loads of. Her acting's great. She was in the kind of thing about the skinheads. It's that guy that did the Dead Man's Shoes, kind of TV show.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was set in the 80s.
This is England. Okay.
Vicky McClure's the lassie in that.
Oh, I know who she is.
You know
her.
I know who she is.
Okay, yeah.
Strong look.
Good cheeks, like mine.
Loved her. She's got an MBE and she went to the palace.
Ah!
And it's...
What? Skinned.
She skinned it. So anyway, but I thought, but she's such a kind of nice, warm person. I was like, I kind of hate you, Hen, but I kind of hate you for this. But her husband, I think he's this Welsh guy, and he's just done the worst thing ever. It's discos. Can I over 30s disco in Dundee?
Yes.
They have done a thing. It tours about and it's all music you can dance to. And they showed you footage of it, and it's folk and HRT just fucking. Oh. And I thought, fucking hell.
It's like.
Awful. Fucking, awful.
No, the worst thing.
There's no music past 2000.
Oh, that's. That shit. I've got no interest in that. Rewind. The Rewind Festival.
Yeah, awful.
Now, you've got Holly Johnson's Frankie Goes to Hollywood, yeah. So it's just him.
No, the guy, Martin, ABC. Shoot that broken arrow.
Tapau, all them.
She's a cunt.
She seems to be awful. But anyway, what annoys me about
they're all sitting in their deck chairs.
Their deck chairs in the Prosecco. But these people that go to it and sing along and have a great time didn't like that music at the time.
You're right.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood scared them.
Yeah.
They were scared of it.
But it's become so... Yeah,
I know the album was just disjointed. I know Trevor Horn takes all the credit for it, but listen to it. Go and, and listen to Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. It's great.
Like, nobody liked, everybody's.
Like, they're awful. It's I don't like it.
Have you noticed how the 60s has portrayed itself? It's all cool.
Yeah.
90% of 60s music was shit. Utter like shit.
Say, do you remember 77 with the Clash and the Sex Pistols? No, it wasn't. It was Dolly Parton. Yeah. It was Brotherhood of Man. Stop it.
So the 70s was some of the worst music ever.
Yes. You're allowed to say that.
Kajagoogoo.
There was great.
Kajagoogoo?
No, they were the 80s. Kajagoogoo. But the.
Who was the one that were all black lace? Were they all pedophiles?
Yes. No, Kajagoogoo were fine. And the bass player out of Kajagoogoo is a proper musician. Okay. He's amazing.
Okay. Sorry, Kajagoogoo.
Check Kajagoogoo out. Can't remember the name of the bass player. Can He's fucking great.
What about Nick Haywood? Was he 80s? Nick.
80, yeah.
What 80s. Was that? Howard Jones.
Wonderful.
You liked him. Long face.
There, he done this thing, and it's a show where they got a lot of, like, old acts.
Yes.
And they have orchestras playing with them.
Uh-huh.
And with Howard Jones, the orchestra, the music that goes with it, it's astounding.
Oh, yeah, he's a proper musician.
It's so good. It's like a movie soundtrack.
The
it's
weirdest
incredible.
Career progression I've ever seen in my life was Gilbert O'Sullivan. Remember him?
Okay, yeah.
Because he was like a mop top. He was a guy, like a folksy guy.
But didn't seem real.
Then he got a shirt on with his chest hair out.
Like an industry plant.
It was weird.
He just seemed odd.
Wasn't it strange?
Just an industry plant.
I think he's still alive. You know who I quite like?
Go on, say it.
The Scottish Bob Dylan, Donovan.
Oh, you don't, do you?
Some of his songs are better than you think.
I know what I think.
I love the way
I
love
the way, got a feeling.
I love the way he was a stepdad to fucking him from the Happy Mondays for a while.
Oh, it's just very odd.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
We've seen him from the Happy Mondays. He's just a national treasure now. It's so strange. It's the weirdest thing. Because he was genuinely...
a fucking waster. A piece of shit waster.
When I was at school, I genuinely liked him. I thought, he's the proper deal. He's such an absolute turd. He's the ugliest man you've ever seen. And he's getting the ladies. I thought, this guy is the role model for our generation. Because all the others were just
They were so fucked up on heroin and that.
Yeah.
They're in the Caribbean and they steal the city out of the studio to sell it for drug money. I thought, you pieces of shit. Now he's warm and cookie.
It's that guy. It's like him from Charlatans. What's his name?
Oh, I can't
He's
remember.
Got blonde hair now.
What,
it's very
really?
Fey. Yeah, he's got, isn't it Charlatans? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I liked all that kind of music.
The last time... I saw the Charlatans. I think I was at Tea in the Park in 97.
Jesus Christ.
It was one of the worst years of lineup.
Right.
There was no big... I remember seeing Placebo.
Dundee guy.
And you know what happened? Someone shouted a gay slur at him and threw beer at him on stage. He just walked off and I'm like, I've been waiting hours to see this.
Aye, and they were big.
So we went after this guy that threw the beer, and I think he got a right hiding.
I saw a piece of food on YouTube. A guy, it's a kind of mosh pity, kind of heavy music.
Yeah.
Guy pishes in a bottle, throws this bottle, it loops up and smokes.
Is this a guy who comes out
and
of the crowd?
And then folk come and kick the fuck out of him.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Imagine getting hit with somebody's pish.
Oh, it happens a lot of these gigs.
Yeah.
But that was one of the worst years.
Yeah.
And...
I never went to Tea in the Park because it looked like it smelt. Because even then, I'm no sleeping in
I was
tent.
Working at one of them, two of them, can't remember, and I got free tickets for one.
Right, okay.
And the free tickets, listen to this, got us to park in it. We got to go through a private gate and got to park in it.
Oh.
No queuing, nothing. No. Straight in. It was
the
like,
only
oh,
way I would do Glastonbury.
What an experience.
Only way I'd do Glastonbury. Yeah. If I had a nice camper van and you'd somewhere to go.
I don't think I'd go to Glastonbury. I just, ugh.
My mate from here, Gary, he goes to Glastonbury, but they never go to the main stage. They go to
all the smaller ones. Yeah, yeah.
They walk about and get fucking henna tattoos and shit.
Oh, I couldn't. It's just so awful.
A lot of smell of patchouli.
Do you know how I've got anxiety?
Right, okay.
Do you know where my anxiety started?
From the womb.
I had finished working.
Did you eat your fetus brother like a shark?
That's what
you
I
know
did.
What they've discovered?
What?
Sharks are sluts. Not like your mother.
No. I'm going to tell her this.
Yeah, fine. She'll be listening. Yeah. The sharks will have multiple offspring in the shark womb.
Okay.
The shoom. That's what it's called. But they'll have different fathers.
Right.
And the genetic siblings gang up and eat the rival shark.
That's incredible, isn't it?
They know
life, nature.
Blood is thicker than water.
Now, well, if you've had a vaccine.
Vaccine is extra thick. Like a Chambourcy real chocolate like, mousse. Like
Devin Custard coming out. So, I know where my anxiety started.
I
finished working the very moment.
Okay.
And we're like, now I'm sure this is when Tea in the Park was still in Glasgow.
And it was at the park.
And I think it was, now I'd finished.
They moved it, didn't they, later?
I had certain bands I had to take pictures of.
Right.
And then I didn't need to do any more.
Right.
Now, they kind of expected you to do more, but I was like, fuck that, I'm not doing it. I'm away to watch
That's
things.
So punk, yeah.
And it was Alanis Morissette. And I went, well, she's on in 10 minutes. This has worked out great.
Aye.
So I got in a bit in the crowd and I'm watching.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think, how can anxiety start here?
Her fucking screeching voice.
No, she was great. It was the band she had was the guy that died out of Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
They played like a band. I went, this is fun. I'm enjoying this. Having a great day at the end of the day. But when she dances, she staggers backwards like a drunk falling into a hedge.
I know.
And then the last second she stops. And then she walks forward again. My heart. Yeah, it's like, oh, Pet, you're going to fall.
So
she was fine.
She's ruined your life. You should get in contact with her.
And ever since I've had anxiety. A couple of weeks ago.
Is it the line I'll go down on you in a theatre?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So, a couple of weeks ago,
She's
touring again.
An older lady.
She's still sounding great. That's fine, whatever. And I went, oh, watch this.
Canadian.
She started dancing again and she staggered backwards. I had to put it off.
Fell over.
I couldn't look. She never falls over. She gets to the point of falling, then she walks forward again. Watch her. She staggers backwards and then goes forward. When I see someone stagger like that in Lockheed, they go down like a ton of bricks. But she never falls.
Saying that, a lot of alkies almost float to the ground.
I know what you say. They always, one leg sort of supports them.
You know if a baby falls out of a car on the motorway, it bounces?
Yeah, I've seen that plenty.
You've seen babies falling out of buildings, they're fine.
They're just, you didn't
because they're
them.
Loose.
Just leave them.
They're loose.
But Alanis Morissette,
funniest
watch
thing
it.
I ever saw, daytime television.
Mm-hmm.
It was Daniel Beheadingfield.
Yes.
And he was there with his session musician band.
Okay, terrible.
And he gets up
imagine.
In the Marshall amp to do a thing and falls off.
Oh.
And I realised they all despised him because none of them helped him
just
up.
Just left him.
And it was so embarrassing. It was just
Could you be Daniel
What happened
Bedingfield?
To that Beheadingfield?
Well, there was a fantastic moment.
And
I think
his fucking
he was in...
sister, she's awful.
She's terrible. There's a bit of a comeback with her at the moment. I don't know why.
You know,
I don't know why.
Can I hate about young people?
Lots
They've
of
They've resuscitated that Sophie Alex Bixter.
Oh, she's terrible.
She just won't fuck off.
She looks like a snow shovel.
She's a leech.
I can't stand
she's
her.
She's a fucking leech.
Oh, when I'm sure I saw her band and walked out at Tea in the Park.
But she thinks she's audience. Cool.
Back
she's
in so, the 90s,
if
it was
she
called
fell down,
The Audience.
She would shatter.
I did see her.
I liked her mum because she made
Janet Ellis.
She made
she snapped her legs off.
Being a single mum, sexy. And
she jumped out of an aeroplane and went fadunk right into the ground. No parachute.
She had a little illegitimate.
Or something.
Was it illegitimate kid that she got in trouble for in Blue Peter?
I think it was the
Sophie
Ellis Bextor that ruined her fucking career.
But she's just been lingering because during lockdown, she thought she would do stuff. Like that guy, Joe Wicks, with a voice.
Oh, right.
And there was a few of them thought, oh, we'll use this. Jamie Oliver, that fucking thick-tongued
now,
cunt.
Now, everyone starts a podcast now. Clearly we're
no, but
emblematic
the thing is, every time somebody
emblematic
starts
of that.
Every time somebody starts a podcast, we go lower down the rankings.
Yeah, but you have to listen
somebody
to this. I've discovered a podcast.
Okay.
And it might be the greatest one you've ever heard. And it's Katie Price's
Oh,
and
no.
her sister. You have to hear... It's like she's had a severe head injury.
But she has.
And no one's told her. You have to listen
she'll
to
it. She'll put... It'll last. It'll last a month.
Yeah. And they'll realise they're not getting anything
out of
it.
No, but people say, oh, you're being a bit snobby if you don't like her. She's been driving like about seven times.
She went out in
to
a car...
To get drugs.
Without a licence, without insurance, tipped it upside down, said to the policeman, I was on a drug run. And she gets away with it.
She says she loves
is
animals.
Is your head bleeding? Did you really hit your head?
Yeah. She says she's an animal lover. About seven of her dogs have died. A poor laddie, who's the funniest guy. I do like him. Mm-hmm. He's got a sense of humour. But the things that's happened to him in her care.
Yeah.
Like he got burnt in a bath. He got hit by a mirror. She's incapable. She's I saw a thing and it was her house. Grotty man, because she's got fuck all left and she's just got this mouldering pile of a house and she was doing her DIY upcycling. She just took stuff and spray painted it gold.
Yeah.
She's
an idiot. And the one thing I have to stop people saying and they go, yeah, but she's a really clever businesswoman.
No,
stop!
She's not. She's
stop!
Not. She's not. She's I watched not. Her. A lot of people have... And it's quite rightly so. They'll have done the tits out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They get a bit of a profile. And then they kind of move into television.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the world is now, rightly so, you've had your tits out. Who cares? And they get a nice career. Melinda Messenger, for a while, went from one to the other. Her from Changing Rooms. Lassie.
Yeah.
Carol Smiley.
Yeah. I remember her.
Katie Price got opportunities to do stuff like that. And I saw her, she was doing a shoot for Freeman's Catalogue in like some big shopping centre in Manchester.
Yeah.
And she's got the mummy kind of gear on, she's got the children, she's trying to transition. She's just like that, open leg flap shots. And they're like that, it's not that kind of shoot. She couldn't.
Muscle memory, they
she
call
couldn't.
That. She just sprung that. Muscle memory. Oh shit, it's after, we've been here an hour. Text messages.
Oh my God.
Sophie Lorenz Badger here with the important questions. Nicolas Cage has had a wild and varied film career. What is his most important film, best character, and most memorable performance?
I like Wild at Heart.
I would say She Werewolves of the SS.
Is he in that?
Yeah. Or Wild at Heart is one of my favourite films.
I love it.
As you know, I love that. But I'm going to say...
Razor Arizona is really...
He's wonderful, and you can see the onset madness.
Uh-huh.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
Oh, yeah.
He puts on a strange voice, but he gives it his all.
Vampire Kiss one, he thinks the vampire's pretty good.
That's okay.
I love Mandy. I think Mandy...
Mandy was great.
That's a turn.
But
I like it when he did Hollywood Fair, but he was just wild and strange in it. Like The Rock.
Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah.
He's fantastic in that.
But The Rock's great.
The Rock's great. So and he's good in it.
Yeah.
He's convincing in it.
There's a film that's on Film 4 maybe on Thursday night called Pig.
Oh, he's Werewolf Women of the SS.
He's a pig. He's a truffle. He owns a truffle pig and somebody steals it.
Pig, yeah.
Yeah. No, he's great. He's paid his debts.
He's brilliant.
He's paid off his debts. He owed a fortune.
He had an island.
Yeah.
He
sold things off and he worked like a dog. But he's still... Yeah, he's great.
Mandy was fantastic.
Yeah, Mandy's wonderful.
Hi, guys.
Mm-hmm.
When are you bringing out the Dundonian Folk in Scotland calendar?
Mm.
I'm finding that many years of using the Gregorian calendar isn't matching up with the podcast timings. Jokes aside, the Folk in Scotland calendar for 2025 would be a nice thing to have in the shop. P.S. The brain has spoken. Retro Box Room. Wait, did I just think that? What a great idea. I think we should maybe do that.
Well, somebody at my work had a great idea of putting a calendar together.
Mm-hmm.
We like little snapshots of people.
Oh.
And it's full of people I fucking hate. And I hate looking at it.
Imagine opening March and it's...
Somebody you loathe.
Someone you loathe looking at you with their face.
Sitting in your fucking tea room every day.
Oh my God.
They're not there, but their face is there.
Oh, horrible. Okay, you know what? Retro Box Room, cheers for that. That's pretty good idea.
We'd have to do it in a really absorbent paper. Really terrible paper.
How about this? Mm-hmm. We just take the pictures, we put it on one of those sites and then they can buy it.
They can buy it,
And that's it. And we will get literally pennies from it.
Pennies.
You know how I said the other day, you asked how much we'd made off of our merch the other day, and I said it was just about 50.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about 40.
Oh, wow.
I actually went and done the numbers. So out of 4 years, it's about a tenner a year we do. We split that. We'll have to pay taxes on it. We're getting literally £8.
Oh, fuck.
It's just really poor.
I see that. I've discovered Mr. Beast, who's probably making more on merch than we are.
Probably but I think double
of,
what we're
I think
doing.
One of the Beast team is an actual beast.
Yes.
Funny that.
I've heard this. That's what happened. I've never seen one of these.
They'll cut him loose like a fucking tumor.
Yeah, what happened, when I first saw Mr. Beast, it was when actually he was a lot smaller, but he would take out pizzas to homeless people. And,
he's a prick.
And you'd test people to see if they were worthy of getting food.
Yeah.
And I thought, that is the worst thing. Yeah. I can't watch that.
Clout.
Can't watch that.
No. He did one. The one thing I've ever seen of him, he was on a deserted city. It didn't say where it was. Deserted because of war. And it's full of graffiti and people.
Yeah.
It's just fuck off.
Nonsense, just nonsense. But he's got like 160 million subs
very
or something.
Wealthy. Very, very wealthy.
I think he got an offer of 1 billion for the IP. But he said it's, and he'd done the numbers, he says it's probably worth four times that. And it probably is.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable
money. But
all
he needs to do is do something weird. And it all comes to an end.
Oh, that's the problem. Just see, we're lucky.
Aye.
We're so shit. We can do crap things and people go,
oh, fuck, who cares?
Who cares?
It's like if your cat farts, you're like, oh, fuck, that's not any important.
But he set himself up to be so...
I see that ghastly fucking bald and bankrupt still tooking along. But
I haven't been
recommended
him.
He's in the UK.
Oh, that's the only place you'll probably get to go.
Always...
I did see a clip from Blackpool.
He's always got a young lady with him. He's found somewhere on the street. He's a fucking piece of shit.
I don't like
but
him.
But there's a guy who was his mate, was that big Chinese dude.
Yeah.
What's happened to him?
Well, he'll probably be in jail by now.
I hope so. He's a drop shipper. That's where he makes his money that day. Just, he lives in Ukraine, but he just drop ships stuff.
They're just awful people. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we still didn't get the show done.
We'll get there. We'll get it for Friday.
We'll get it for Friday. It's actually... It relates to my anxiety, which I was talking about Alanis Morissette. Thank you.
That will make you anxious. Right?
Anyone knows Alanis Morissette, tell her to set off my anxiety. Yeah. Right.
Mick Jagger's dancing makes me anxious.
Does it? See, it's not just me. These things will happen.
Because he's awful, Mick Jagger's so awful.
But watch, now I've told you about Alanis Morissette, go and watch her in videos stumbling backwards and then running forward.
Terrible dancers.
Oh,
that can't do a new order.
They're all terrible. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, join us on Patreon for as low as
$2. I might walk along the shop and get myself a roast beef sandwich. I know they're smaller, but I just can't get enough of them.
They're so good. It's the onions doing it.
Oh, well.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you notice at the end I always put a deeper voice
you do.
On? I'm going to try to be professional.
I'm going to dismantle a printer and its component parts.
I saw it and I thought, what poor bastard on this floor is missing a printer?
Get dismantle it. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Until next time, later.
Ta-ra.